102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock double shot Thursday. Two from the police, 822. Sunny, humid, 85 degrees today. I mean, this is why we keep Ted Linder around, ladies and gentlemen. He's our news director.
Did any of you guys watch that open tryout he had with the Scouts?
Tim Tebow.
You guys watch it?
Signed by the Mets. I did not. I saw highlights of it. I saw a little clip of it. That's it.
Ted, did you watch it at all?
No, I didn't see it.
Brett, did you watch it at all?
I've seen clips. I didn't watch the full tryout.
He couldn't hit live hitting. Live pitching. Couldn't hit it. Mm-hmm. Batting practice, he was smacking the ball 420 some odd feet. Mm-hmm. Live pitching, couldn't do anything. The Mets sign him for what? At 29 years old, for what? The guy hasn't played baseball since senior year in high school.
Right.
Or junior year in high school. He was 17.
It's only half a life ago. You're too negative.
Half a life.
I know.
He was 17. He's 29. 12 years ago, he hasn't played baseball.
I get it, but they must see some sort of... I mean, he's obviously a good athlete who can play multiple sports and has a lot of talent. They must see some raw talent that if they can harness it, they'll get a couple good years out of him.
He'll never see it. He'll never see the big leagues. Oh, boy.
All right. Breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mike.
I didn't know you were coming in today, Mike.
Move over, Bacon. There's something media, and his name is Tim Tebow.
Really?
Okay. He's going to be a Met starting outfielder.
Oh, really?
Okay.
He's not going to be a starting outfielder. No way. No.
Curtis Granderson is benched.
No, he's not.
Those are the reports I'm getting. Tim Tebow, your new right fielder.
Oh. Mike, if Tebow's signed, do you think God's going to be the third base coach?
There are reports that God will be the third base coach.
I had heard that, yeah.
I have not confirmed that. Tim Tebow, it will be the new Bod God of New York.
Oh, how happy are you?
Now that
A-Rod gone?
He's gone.
A-Rod.
So, he's gorgeous. What a... He's a brick. He is solid.
Yeah.
He's a one-tool player.
Is he?
It's a large tool. That I enjoy very much.
Yes, like, this, it sounds like,
so
you're, like
you're happy that he's here.
The guy can't hit balls.
But?
Boy.
He can take them to the chin.
Boy.
Can he juggle them?
They're big. Those balls are big. So,
is Jesus going to be the GM?
Reports are Sandy Alderson will resign at the end of the day, and Jesus will be the new Mets GM.
Really? And also coach third base?
And
no,
third
God's
base.
God's going to coach third base.
Oh, God's
base.
A third.
Jesus
God,
is the GM.
Correct. Again, not confirmed. What is confirmed is Tim Tebow, new outfielder.
Right.
Cespedes and Granderson are benched.
No, they
Tebow
aren't.
Will take care of both right and left field.
He's going to run between
at the same time.
He'll fly across with his angel wings.
He is that godly. Correct.
Yeah. And now
any other questions?
A-Rod's gone. How does Tebow replace him so easily? You love A-Rod.
I was not aware of this Tebow guy.
Oh.
I have never heard of him until this moment. I regret that I haven't heard of him.
Uh-huh.
I'm very glad that I did. This guy can jump.
Okay.
He jumps high.
Really?
His tool is large.
One tool player.
His one large tool will be a big help to the Mets.
You should see if you can get him to do a photo shoot in Central Park.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
One step at a time. This is breaking news.
Hey, you already know.
Cespedes, Granderson benched. Tebow starting right and left fielder. Same time. Jesus. Third base coach.
No, Jesus GM. God, third base
coach. My show! Don't worry about it!
All right, Mike, thanks. Thanks for coming in. And I know you got the afternoon show to do, but thanks for coming in this early.
I figured since it was just breaking news, I wanted to get his tool on the air.
Yeah. It's good to
dangling
have
balls.
With the facts.
With the baseballs from his tryout.
Good.
He's gorgeous. Solid as a rock.
Yeah.
The Simpson Ashford, you know, solid rock, that just like that. Here's Mr. Ted with
ladies and
the
gentlemen,
roads.
Ashford and Simpson have just been quoted on this show.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Thanks.
Ted? Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Your BAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island Track.
Your BAB right on the cutting edge. Ted Linder, our news director, let us know. Yes, Tim Tebow signed by the New York Mets. They'll announce it in a conference call later on today. Signed to a minor league contract. 955-WBAB. A lot of calls. In fact, Mike, we have a call for you right now. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Go ahead. From Mike from Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Francesca, I was just wondering, if you meet Tebow, which one of you guys is getting down on one knee?
It would be probably a mutual kneeling. I would lie on my back. I would have a Tim lie.
I'm sensing a beach scene with the two of you slowly running towards each other.
Right. Robert Moses, field six. We would run. We would fall.
Yes.
Collapse into each other's arms.
Embrace.
Except
right.
His arms would be caressing my legs while I caress his legs. if you get where I'm going.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to know, sir?
Yeah, I did want to know that. I was just wondering maybe we could get... maybe Murphy to comment on that later.
Well, you know what? In a little while, we'll see if Bob Murphy's available for comment. Thanks,
maybe he'll
brother.
Come by from heaven. This is big breaking news.
This is breaking Mets news. Thanks, man.
Later, guys.
All right. Very good. You know, we'll pull out all the stops wherever we can get more accurate information to build on the story of Tim Tebow coming to the Mets. Long Island's only classic rock double shot Thursday. First one from the Rolling Stones. It's 8:36.
And we do actually have a special guest. He's going to join us. Hey, how are you, Murph?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
The ex-Mets boss of summer, Bob Murphy. It is morning.
Yeah, we were able to get him up out of bed in heaven to talk about this whole Tim Tebow signing with the Mets thing.
I'm responsible for it, by the way.
Oh, you did it?
Of course you are.
All right.
I've got God's ear.
No, I bet you do.
You know, we were at the bar the other day having some white Russians, and I said, what?
Who were you at the bar with?
With God.
Oh, you and God were at the bar?
We're like this.
Tight?
See? I'm crossing my penis.
What?
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:40. Double shot Thursday, two from the Rolling Stones. Sunny and 85 today. Well, breaking news announced just about 30 minutes ago. We got it and put it out there. Tim Tebow has been signed by the Mets. They'll announce it in a conference call today. It'll be a minor league contract, developmental, that kind of stuff, where they must see some potential and want to see, you know, if they see that potential there, maybe he can give them a couple of good years.
You're welcome.
Murph is here, the ex-Mets voice of summer, Bob Murphy, radio and television voice of the New York Mets, here from heaven, who says, you said you talked to God about this.
That's correct. And first of all, it's wonderful to be here this morning on this very chilly April morning. And the news of Tim Tebow signing.
Yes.
Get a coat on today, by the way. It's very, very chilly. I was talking to God the other day. We were having some Rheingolds, some white Russians, some vodka, some tequila, some gin, some tonic. And I said, have you seen this specimen known as Tim Tebow? And he said, of course I did, you dope. I created him.
Well, that's a good point by God.
What?
That's a good point.
You know him too?
No, but it's a good point.
All right, so what else did God say?
He said, this boy can play baseball, and Mark Sanchez is going to be the new singer of AC/DC.
No. Bob, you must be mixing up facts. This isn't even close.
I said, God damn it, don't ruin my band. AC/DC is my band.
You said God damn it to God?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
What else do you say to him when you're upset?
Good point.
That's a very good point by Murph.
You say, God? Damn it! What are you doing to me?
So, Murph, there's more than just Tebow coming to the Mets going on. My goodness.
Mark Sanchez, the new singer of AC/DC.
I don't know where you got that. All right. Between you and Francesca, we've got a lot of very inaccurate information this morning.
And Willie Randolph is going to be the new manager of the Mets.
No, he's not.
Willie, is that true? You're coming back to the Mets?
I've always loved Tim Tebow, man. He's a great, great ambassador for the game. And not just for the NFL, but now for the Major League Baseball as well. So it's going to be great, great, great time to come back and manage the Mets with Tim Tebow on the team. He's going to be a great outfielder.
You think Tebow's going to make the roster?
I think Tim Tebow and Aaron Heilman. Aaron Heilman's going to come back as well. We're going to bring back all the great winners. Carlos Delgado wouldn't talk to me for 6 months. He's going to play right field, first base. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a great time. Great time to be a Met manager.
Wow.
Well, thank
and
you,
this
Will.
Is great for New York City as well.
I'll tell you
right now, it's exquisite. It's exquisite news. Tim Tebow is on the Donald Trump team. The transition team, and now he's going to be a member of the New York Mets. We're very excited. This is a great day for New York City.
How is he going to be able to split his time between being on the Trump transition team and the Mets?
He's got time. He can do whatever he wants. Where did it go? We were very excited. We were saying, where did that Mets spirit go? Now we have it back.
You're a Yankee fan, Julian.
Where is it? I've converted to the Mets.
You have?
I am. I'm very excited. Where did it go, Mr. Murphy?
Tim is that type of guy. He'll convert you.
That's what he'll do.
I'm converted. So is my son, Andrew.
Oh, great.
You ever see me dress in drag?
I've seen you kiss Trump.
Me, Trump, and Tim Tebow are going to go out on the town. And we'll take you too, Murph. Very excited.
Drinks are out of me.
Okay.
Who wants... What?
Sounds exquisite.
Thank you, Rudy.
You're not excited, JP?
Thank you, Willie Randolph.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see you. I don't think I'm going to be a Donald Trump supporter, though. You know, I still want to see Reverend Al run for president someday.
All right, Willie.
I'm still hoping. You know, someday Reverend Al get in there and get into the White House.
Thank you.
That'll be a great thing.
Thank you, Willie.
Omar and I'll be the vice presidential candidate. It'll be a great day for New York. Great day for America.
And thank you, Murph, for stopping by. And, of course, earlier to Mike from the sports show in the afternoon. It's good to have everybody here.
At least Charles Wong didn't get in on the action.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we have a very, very exciting time here in New York.
That's
I almost wish that I owned the Mets as well now to be part of this great spirit,
Tim Tebow. You already own part of the Islanders.
And
that's
we're
going
to send Tim Tebow to be a great ambassador to China. In China, they love baseball now.
Do that. And then he won't be here. That's no good for the Mets. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Wong. It's 8:44, and there's all the breaking news and then some that you could possibly want about Tim Tebow signing a minor league contract with the Mets. Will announce it this afternoon.
That's it for today's show.
Yeah, and here is Ted Linder.
Your VAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic, Meadowbrook Parkway northbound. We have an accident at the Southern State. We also have an accident on the LIE South Service Road eastbound, just east of exit 49 for Route 110 that is taking out the right lane on the main road of the LIE westbound. Lots of slow traffic from Patchogue Hole.